Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas. And this is day 7 of our series of Lenten readings and meditations. Today I'm going to take us somewhere different and read you a poem by Khalil Gibran. And this one is on joy and sorrow. Your joy is your sorrow unmasked, and the self-same well from which your laughter rises was oftentimes filled with your tears. And how else can it be? The deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. Is not the cup that holds your wine the very cup that was burned in the potter's oven? And is not the lute that soothes your spirit the very wood that was hollowed with knives? When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find it is only that which has given you sorrow that is giving you joy. When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight. Some of you say, joy is greater than sorrow. And others say, nay, sorrow is the greater. But I say unto you, they are inseparable. Together they come. And when one sits alone with you at your board, remember that the other is asleep upon your bed. Verily, you are suspended like scales between your sorrow and your joy. Only when you are empty are you at a standstill and balanced. When the treasure keeper lifts you to weigh his gold and his silver, needs must your joy or your sorrow rise or fall. Khalil Gibran was born on January 6, 1883, in Bishari, Lebanon. Khalil Gibran was a writer and poet whose most famous book, The Prophet, 1923, achieved cult status in the United States. The Book of Essays grew in popularity during the 1930s and found a particular resurgence in the counterculture movement of 1960s America. He was also a prolific artist. Gibran's work, written in both Arabic and English, are full of lyrical outpourings and express his deeply religious and mystical nature. In 1928, he published Jesus, the Son of Man. Gibran died in New York City on April 10, 1931. I love Gibran's book, The Prophet, and I dip into it often. The beauty of his language and the depths of his spirituality always, but always touch my heart. And I hope these words of his today touched your hearts. I wish you a blessed day. Thank you.